From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1036th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Roy Acuff and all the Smoky Mountain boys and girls.
So many times, so many times, I've waited.
By cheating, telling lies.
So many nights I walked the floor, just hoping that you'd soon walk through that door.
And all the gang with so many times. Thank you, Roy, and thank you for being with us here on the network portion of the Grand Ole Opry.
It's always a pleasure to be on the network, Grant. Nothing that I like better.
And that welcome goes for all your gang, Roy. Well, we got a great show lined up tonight, folks. What with those two Opry regulars, Cousin Minnie Pearl and Archie Campbell, and there's lovely June Webb and Jimmy Riddle, Bashful Brother Oswald, hey, Howdy Forrester and his fiddle, along with Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee Travelers. And as our special guest, it's a pleasure to welcome back a great star and an old friend, the boy who sings with the beat, Johnny Cash. Well, that's the kind of welcome he's going to get. He'll be with us in just a minute, friends. Right now, it's time we heard from one of our Opry regulars, that big money man who is financially embarrassed, but at least he's a little shy in his payments, that is, Archie Campbell.
This is Grant. That's Roy there.
Oh, you are?
Wrong side of the microphone, yeah, Arch.
Hello, Grant. How are you?
Fine, Arch.
Glad to see you, buddy.
Good to see you.
You won't be seeing me much very longer.
Why not?
Well, I saw a sign out here at one of these recruiting offices where they said they wanted men. I'll be going back in the Army. They want men.
Well, you say the Army wants men?
They want men, yes, sir. Well,
that's all right. You might get in.
I know it. If I was a man. All right now, buddy. Now, you know I'm a patriotic citizen. You remember that sign up there at Bull's Gap, a great big sign there just before the last World War, you know, picture of Uncle Sam, and he was pointing his finger and saying, I want you.
Yes, yes.
You remember that big sign?
I remember that sign right there in your hometown. And yeah. Did that mean something to you?
Oh, that sign meant the world to me, boy.
Is that right?
Yes, it did. I hid behind it for 6 months. Yeah, but then it got a little windy, and I got caught in a draft.
What classification did they give you, Arch?
Well, they put me in 1A. 1A, but I'll tell you, if there ever comes up another war, Roy, I want to be put in Class B.
Class B? Never heard of that.
Never heard of Class B?
Never heard of it.
Want to be here when they leave and be here when they get back.
What about the training, Archie?
Well, I got in there, and they really put me through the mill. One of these officers walked up, and he said, buddy, go out there and dig a hole. Well, I went out and dug a hole, and he come by a little later. I said, buddy, what do you want me to do with this dirt? He said, dig another hole and put it in there. Went from one to another.
Well, did you get seasick on your way over?
Seasick?
Uh-huh.
12 days on that ocean, Roy.
12 days.
12 days, nothing going down and everything coming up.
Oh, really?
I was hanging over the rail one night there, and a fellow walked up. He says, "Buddy, is the moon up?" I says, "Brother, if I swallowed it, it's up." Thank you, friends and neighbors.
Arch, did you do any fighting while you was in service?
Fighting?
Uh-huh.
Well, we got up there in no man's land, and I'll swear the way they was carrying on, you'd think I'd started the war.
Is that right?
This officer, he reared back and yelled, he said, "Fire at will." Well, I didn't know who Will was, so I just run and hid.
I guess I'd have done the same thing.
Yeah.
Don't you have any red blood in you?
Huh?
Real American blood. Don't you have any red blood in you?
Well, sure, but I didn't want to spill it there. I tell you what I wanted to do. I tried to hide behind a tree, but they just barely enough trees for the officers.
Arch. Listen now, Arch. Let's don't make...
There must be some of them out there.
Let's don't make fun
Thank
of
these
the
boys
officers.
From the service.
Come on, Arch. Let's don't make fun of the officers. Listen, did you get shot?
Huh?
I said, did you get shot?
Stayed about half shot. Oh, you mean
that.
No, sir, I went through there untouched until I got back to Bull's Gap. I didn't get shot till I got back to Bull's Gap.
Your hometown.
Yeah.
Bull Gap. Where'd you get shot?
Oh, Roy, I just told you. I told you it happened in Bull's Gap. Now, don't ask questions. Sir. It's embarrassing.
Well, I know, but, Arch, come on now. Where did you get shot?
Roy? You don't want me to tell you where I got shot?
Yes, I want you to tell me where you got shot.
I'm going to tell you right where I got shot.
That's what I want to know.
I got shot right between the post office and the depot. Oh.
Archie Campbell, the leading citizen of Bull's Gap, Tennessee. Thank you, Archie. But now it's time for our guest. And before we welcome him, I just want to go on record and say that it's been too long since he was here for a visit last time. Now let's hear it for my friend and yours, Johnny Cash. Hi, Johnny. Johnny, it's real great to have you back here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. What have you been doing lately?
Well, thank you very much, Grant. It's nice to be back. We've been out doing some films, Western TV shows that you'll be able to see soon, and a lot of touring, of course.
I've heard about the work you've been doing, Johnny, and it's all been good. We're mighty proud to have you back here at the Opry.
Nice to see you again, Roy. I sure have missed everybody.
And everybody certainly missed you, Johnny, especially those great songs of yours. Now, how about singing one for us right now? Here he is, neighbors, Johnny Cash, with one of his new ones, 5 feet high and rising.
How high is the water, Mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? Well, it's 2 feet high and rising. We can make it to the road in a homemade boat, because that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all the wheat and oats, 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone. I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past her knees. 3 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Mama? 4 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 4 feet high and rising. Hey, come look through the window pane. The bus is coming, gonna take us to the train. Looks like we'll be blessed with a little more rain. 4 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Mama? 5 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 5 feet high and rising. Well, the rails are washed out north of town. We gotta head for higher ground. Can't come back till the water goes down. 5 feet high and rising. Well, it's 5 feet high and rising.
Well, Roy and Johnny, it's good to have both of you here on the show, especially since both of you are such good friends of Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Well, Grant, isn't that about the way of it all over? Prince Albert's got that mild and mellow flavor that smokers prefer. They smoke an easy-going taste that's just right, either in pops or roll your own. It comes through the minute you light up.
Well, that's for sure, Roy. The proof is in the puffin', and your taste tells you why. Prince Albert has the flavor most favored in the USA.
PA is crimp cut, so it packs right, burns steady and cool without hot spots.
And Prince Albert is always fresh.
Of course, Johnny, PA sells the fastest, so naturally it does move the freshest off the shelf to you. So pipe smoker or roll your own man, for a fresh, mild and mellow, cool and even burning smoke, you light up with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Well, now here's Howard Forster along with Ralph Sloan with all the Tennessee Travelers to show us some fancy dancing to the tune of Katie Hill. Let's go,
Jimmy. Meet your gal and pat on the head, don't keep this to be on red.
Thank you, Howard. Thank you, dancers. That was great. Now, Grant, how about you introducing the next number?
Well, it'll be a pleasure, Roy. Folks, our next performer doesn't need any introduction because, well, you all know her and love her. Here she is to sing one of her big Hickory records, Conscience, Miss June Webb.
Set me free. Conscience, please don't call it sin. Please don't call it shame. Please don't treat a love like ours as just an evil thing. Will I take my heart's advice, or will I follow you? Will I love, or the one that I'm tied to? Conscience, help me find a way to face life honestly. Take this devil from my soul. Oh, conscience, let me free.
thanks a whole lot. That was wonderful. And if I may say so, I think you are one of the prettiest girls I know.
Well, thank you very much, Grant.
All right, Grant. I know that June is pretty, but you can quit all the sweet talk. Besides, I'll bet you won't say anything like that about our next interview.
He's pretty? No, Roy, but he certainly is handsome. And you have to admit he has got talent. He can sing and play the harmonica and beat the fire out of a piano. And for the life of me, I don't know which one of the three he's going to do right now. But anyway, here he is with the Browns Ferry Blues, Jimmy Riddle. Wonderful. Say, speaking of something wonderful.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Grant. Wait a minute. Let me introduce her, please.
Oh, yeah. All right, Rob.
There she is, neighbors. That queen of the Grand Ole Opry, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Oh, bless my soul. Howdy. I'm just so proud to be here. I'm honored to be on the stage tonight with this illustrious crew. By God, I got my favorites up here with me. Well, sir, though, I'll tell you right now, school's just about getting ready to start at Grinder's Switch. We start early, you know. We're ahead on everything up there at Grinder's Switch. Well, we are. There ain't nobody asleep at the switch. Well, sir, though, there's a feller come by. I'll never forget the last time they tried to make my brother go to school. There's a feller come by there and is trying to get Mammy to send him. Mammy said she couldn't get brother to go to school, and he said, well, at least you ought to get him an encyclopedia. Mammy says, well, now, if he goes to school at all, he'll walk just like the rest of them youngins. Yes, sir, we ain't nothing high-hat about Mammy. Well, sir, though, I remember one time, too, there was a teacher said to brother when he come to school, she said, if you're coming to this school, you've got to wash your face and neck. Brother says, well, I don't know about washing my face, but I'm happy to neck. When do we start? That boy's awful. I'm telling you the truth. Well, Miss Lizzie Tinkham, she had a little trouble last night. She called the fire department. And when they got there, they said, well, ain't your house on fire, Miss Lizzie? And she said, no, I'll tell you the truth. There was a man trying to get in my upstairs window. He said, well, you oughtn't to call the fire department. You ought to call the police department. She said, no, I wanted the fire department. He needed a longer ladder. Well, last night, my fella brung me home from a little party that we had over at Elviry O'Beara's. And we were sitting out there in the front of our house in that old Model T Ford of my feller's, you know. And it's late. It must have been 9:30. And we're sitting there, and I know my feller was aiming to kiss me, because he kind of leaned toward me, and his lips was kind of quivering, and his chin was kind of shaking, and he was just shaking all over like a fly with the DDTs. And my face was kind of shivering, and my knees was knocking together. And finally I said, Hezzy, for goodness sake, turn off that motor of that car before you shake the daylights out of all of us. Well, sir, though, I have one more word to report about Grinder Switch. Steve Jones got one of them newfangled prevaricated houses, you know? Yeah, them kind that, you know, they send them in, you know, and you put them together. Well, sir, he had put that house up, and he sent back to the company, and he said, you better send somebody down here. There's something awful wrong with this house. And the fella come down there, and he says, why, Steve Jones, you've got that house put up upside down. Steve says, well, that's the reason my old lady keeps falling off the front porch. Bye now, Steve.
Hi there, everybody. This is Ernest Tubb with a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Old proof is in the puffin, and the puffin, and the puffin. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. Old proof is in the puffin, and the puffin, and the puffin. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA.
And making men, being crimp cut, Prince Albert doesn't blow around or dribble out the ends. And like I sang, the proof is in the puffin. PA proves right off that it has mild and mellow flavor. So roll your next cigarette with Prince Albert.
And now it's guest time once more. So here's our boy from West Tennessee who knows and sings. Well, he's one of the best I ever heard on prison songs. And he's got one now, his latest Columbia record, I Got Stripes. Johnny Cash!
On a Monday, I was arrested. On a Tuesday, they locked me in a jail. On a Wednesday, my trial was attested. On a Thursday, they said guilty and the judge's gavel fell. I got stripes, stripes around my shoulders. I got chains, chains around my feet. I got stripes, stripes around my shoulders. And them chains, they're about to drag me down. On a Monday, I got my striped breeches. On a Tuesday, I got my ball and chain. Oh, boy. On a Wednesday, I'm working, digging ditches. On a Thursday, Lord, I beg them not to knock me down again. I got stripes, stripes around my shoulders. I got chains, chains around my feet. I got stripes, stripes around my shoulders. And them chains, they're about to drag me down. On a Monday, my mama come to see me. On a Tuesday, they caught me with a file. On a Wednesday, I'm down in solitary. On a Thursday, Lord, I start on bread and water for a while. I got stripes, stripes around my shoulders. I got chains, chains around my feet. I got stripes, stripes around my shoulders. And them chains, they're about to drag me down.
Great Johnny Cash, and I got stripes. Thank you, Johnny, and thanks for being with us on the show. Come back real soon, won't you? Now, Roy, I want you to introduce our next entertainer.
Grant, I've been doing that so much for the past few years, I think I could do it in my sleep. Here he is, friends and neighbors, the handsome, good-looking grandpa of the Smoky Mountain Boys, singing about the good old Mountain Dew, Bashful Brother Oswald. Hey!
I'm going to have stripes on my shoulder if I don't put my rough and rowdy ways around here. Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down.
Now play it.
are still on the hill where he runs off a gallon or two. These buzzards in the sky get so drunk they can fly from the cellar and that good old mountain dew.
Oh, do you need any help? Do you need any help?
Well, I can handle this job all by myself. Hey, that old mountain dew and them bad refuse to take it. If you'll hush up your mouth, if you'll have your job with that good old mountain dew.
Thanks for Brother Oswald and good old Mountain Dew. Thank you, Oz. And next time, bring a little sample with you, won't you? Now, Roy, before time runs out and before that last number, tell us about your future plans.
Well, Grant, with all this fast driving on the highways and ramming into parked automobiles, I'm mainly concerned with staying alive. But all kidding aside, tomorrow we'll be at Tippecanoe New Park at Somerset, Pennsylvania, with all the Smoky Mountain Boys and Miss June.
That's a lot of traveling overnight, Roy. Yes. But now let's have that last big number of yours.
Oswald, you got the jug ready?
Oh,
everybody take your best hopes and let's see who cut down the old pine tree.
What did they do with the chips that blew when they cut down the old pine tree? Did they pick them up or just let them lay there on the ground till they rotted away? If anyone knows, won't they please tell me what they did with the chips from the old pine tree?
They cut down the old pine tree and they hauled it away to the mill.
Archie's out here having a lot of fun. This is Roy Acuff saying thanks, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry. Go to it, Arch!
You know, a lot is said about a lot of different cigarettes, but when all is said and done, it all comes down to this. Are you smoking more these days but enjoying it less? If your answer is yes, then change to Camels, a real cigarette. America's most popular cigarette for the 10th straight year. It sure makes sense because with Camels, you get the full rich flavor and easygoing mildness that add up to complete smoking satisfaction with each and every cigarette. The secret? The best tobacco makes the best smoke. And the Camel blend of costly Turkish and domestic tobaccos has never been equaled by any other cigarette. So if your present brand isn't giving you all the smoking satisfaction you want, if you find yourself smoking more these days but enjoying it less, then change to Camels. Yes, have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSN, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.